This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Sasha Pfeiffer.
Well, it's Thursday, so time to figure out how to spend the first weekend of 2013. And joining us now with his ideas is Graham Wright, founder and host of Opus Affair. Great to see you again, Graham.
You too. Happy New Year, Meghna.
Happy New Year to you. So I understand your first pick today sounds a little like this.
I am an invisible man. I'm not a spook like those that haunted Edgar Allan Poe, nor am I one of your Hollywood ectoplasms. I'm a man of substance. Flesh, bone. And I might even be said to possess a mind. I'm invisible, understand, simply because people refuse to see me.
So, Graham, I am an invisible man. Very famous line, opening line in American literature. What are we hearing?
This is a line from Ralph Ellison's novel, Invisible Man, which is being done by the Huntington Theater Company, beginning previews tomorrow night and running through February 3rd.
Well, for those people who don't remember Ellison's novel, tell us a little bit more about Invisible Man.
Well, the novel was considered to be a masterpiece of 20th century literature for its powerful treatment of the social and intellectual issues around race in the 1920s and 30s. And it's brought to life through the narration of an anonymous man in a very well-lit basement hole.
In my basement hole, there are exactly 1,369 lights. I've wired the entire ceiling, every inch of it, an act of sabotage.
Perhaps it seems strange that an invisible man should need light, desire light, love light. Maybe it's exactly because I'm invisible.
And so who are we hearing in these clips?
This is Teagle F. Bouger, who has already played this role in Chicago and in D.C. He's originated the role in this stage adaptation, which was written by Orrin Jacoby. This adaptation actually has an interesting story behind it, because during his lifetime, Ralph Ellison did not want to see the novel adapted into a play or any other form. After his wife's death, the estate decided, you know, the time was right to do this, and it certainly seems like it was the right choice.
So that's Invisible Man opening at the Huntington Theater tomorrow night. Sounds like a great night of theater, Graham. What's your next pick?
Next is a new collection of paintings by Louis Rizzoli on display at Gallery Naga on Newbury Street, starting tomorrow evening and running through January 26th. His traditional work, which you might have seen at the Rose Art Museum or at the De Cordova, is oil on canvas. The figures are organic, almost biological in some ways, and then other figures are very geometrical and fractal-like. This new exhibition is a little bit of a departure. You know, we've got some swooping, bending patterns and, you know, some really angular geometric shapes. So by changing the context of the frame itself, I think it makes you re-examine the paintings in a different way. And it's a really interesting way to bring new life to work that follows in his style, but then has taken this, you know, added this extra dimension of expression.
So that's Louis Rizzoli's paintings on display at Gallery Naga starting tomorrow night. Looks like we've got time for one more pick, Graham. What's it going to be?
It's the Lyric Stage Company's production of 33 Variations, which opens tomorrow and runs through February 2nd.
And what is 33 Variations? Or variations on what, maybe I should be asking you.
Here's the story. In 1819, a music publisher named Anton Diabelli sent a waltz that he had composed around to about 50 different composers, all of whom gladly obliged to write some variations on that theme. In fact, he requested one variation each. One composer refused, a certain Ludwig von Beethoven. And he, in fact, had some rather disparaging things to say about the quality of the waltz that was going to be the source of these variations. But then something happened. Beethoven changed his mind, and over the next 4 years, he wrote a staggering 33 variations on that theme. And why he did that is something that we speculate a bit about. Some say he was offered more money. Some say he became obsessed with the theme. What remains is what is considered to be one of the great masterworks of the piano literature. It's some of his finest work.
Okay, and so that's the story behind the existence of the 33 variations, but what exactly is going to be performed at the Lyric Stage Company?
Right, so this is a play that explores Beethoven's timeline and his story in parallel with that of a modern musicologist who's trying to answer the question that we were just talking about. Why on earth did Beethoven do what he did? Through that process, they look at how creativity functions, how we become obsessed with things, how we deal with obstacles, while looking at both Beethoven's life and then 200 years later at this musicologist's life.
And Jane Fonda once played the role of the musicologist, and we've got a clip here of her in that role.
Beethoven chooses to end his set of variations with a minuet. And I find such beautiful symmetry in his design. We begin with a beer hall waltz, and we end with a delicate spiritual dance. and so elegantly articulated by the master. This from a man who could not dance.
Sounds like a very, very fascinating play, and it's once again called 33 Variations. It opens tomorrow night at the Lyric Stage. Graham Wright, founder and host of Opus Affair, thank you so much for coming in, and once again, have a very happy 2013.
You too.
You can find more information about all of Graham's picks, as always, at radioboston.org.